Arthur Murray, in the business news this morning, inflation perks up, but more interest rate cuts are still expected. Fast food operator cuts payout to pay for future growth. And I'll bring you the latest from the money markets. Inflation was a bit stronger than expected, but the Reserve Bank is still almost certain to cut interest rates next month. Yesterday's consumer price index showed a fall in tradable inflation. That's the prices for goods and services which face offshore competition. But inflation on the non-tradable side, such as rents, council rates and the like, power is another one, which is regarded as a measure of domestic inflation, it hit an eight-year high. Independent economist Cameron Bagri says the soggy outlook for the economy likely means that inflation will weaken over the coming year. And he expects the Reserve Bank will push ahead with another interest rate cut next month to give the economy a boost.
But there's a bit of a warning shot here, because the last time we saw non-tradable inflation up around these sort of levels, look, it's running at 3.2%, was way back in sort of 2009. Now, ultimately, it's non-tradable inflation that the Reserve Bank can really influence, because that's really reflective of demand across the economy. And what we know is that the economy's got capacity constraints. We're starting to see a bit of wage inflation sort of come through. So yes, the Reserve Bank's going to be cutting rates, but they've got to be a little bit careful going forward, because they're seeing accelerating non-tradable inflation at a time they're trying to stimulate the economy to boost it again.
And that's independent economist Cameron Bagri. Well, fast food company Restaurant Brands has decided to cut its interim shareholder dividend, and it's been welcomed by analysts. The company runs the KFC, Pizza Hut, Carl's Jr. and Taco Bell chains in Australasia and through parts of the Pacific, and it plans to invest heavily in its businesses. It's going to start rolling out 60 new Taco Bell stores in Australia and New Zealand. The first one in this country will be in Auckland, and they'll see it next month. Well, senior research analyst with Craigs Investment Partners, Mohandeep Singh, says the company's plan for growth is the right one.
You look across any of the markets of Aussie, New Zealand or Hawaii, there's potential for some organic growth in terms of the brands that they've got. And, you know, remember, they've got KFC, Pizza Hut, Taco Bell as their three brands. So rolling out new stores, refurbishing some of the older stores. They seem to get a real kick up in terms of sales when they do refurbish those stores. And then I guess further afield, and the one that the market will be looking at in most detail is, you know, actively looking at opportunities in the US, particularly the West Coast, to set up a beachhead there for further expansion.
It's Mohandeep Singh from Craigs Investment Partners. He says the company, Restaurant Brands, has a strong balance sheet, plenty of cash flow, which will be able to fund its expansion plans. Meanwhile, the chief executive of the company, Russell Creedy, says the reinvestment plans will take some time to execute, particularly as it plans to make significant improvements to its existing locations.
Some of the things we're investing in, we're not just looking at refurbishing a store from a fix the paint job and put in some new seating and lighting. This is a bit more about improving the productivity of the kitchen area, of the engine of each store, investing heavily into new technology to improve productivity in stores. The younger millennial or Generation Z, making that technology available for them in their workspace is important. And then also the customers are expecting a better experience. So it's not just about having a good website or a mobile app anymore. It's about offering a much wider technology solution for people who work in the business and for consumers. And that's where substantial effort is going in changing not just the shop front, but also the way the consumer experiences the brands.
That's Russell Creedy, Chief Executive of Restaurant Brands. Fletcher Building's new prefabricated house building factory will be able to churn out up to 500 homes a year. So far, it's only had one customer, and it's itself. The $15 million Clever Core factory located in South Auckland will build and deliver 100 homes by the end of this year and about 200 more next year. Chief Executive of Fletcher Residential and Development, Steve Evans, says the facility will eventually be able to build up to 500 homes. But for now, he says Fletcher's needs only about half of that a year. And to make up to a total 1,000 homes, it plans to build in each of the next 3 years.
What we have is we have over 3,000 sections that are in various stages of realisation. So you look at Manukau Golf Course, the old Manukau Golf Course down at Waiata Shores, and whilst we've got the potential of putting 600 homes on there, we need 4 or 5 years worth of earthworks, and whilst we've delivered 100, 150, with the next 450, 500 get delivered over the next 5 years because we can't earthwork the whole site at once.
Okay, so you're going to build 1,000 houses next year?
That's the intent, yes.
And 1,000 the following year?
Hopefully more.
And then another 1,000?
And it goes on and on and on so long as the market is right for it.
About 3,000 homes in 3 years?
Yes.
It sounds ambitious.
Look, I think that what we've proven as a division is that the way we've managed growth over the last 5 years has been steady, somewhat ambitious, but actually realistic is the word I would use rather than ambitious.
That's Steve Evans, Chief Executive of Fletcher Residential Development, talking to Nona Peltier. 7:04, you're listening to Business on Morning Report. Well, startup company wants to help prevent sensitive information being compromised. File Invite sells cloud software for private documents people send to their bank and mortgage brokers. Kiwi Bank, Mike Pro Mortgages and Squirrel Loans are already using the software. It stops staff from relying on emails to receive and store customer information. It's recently raised $2 million to expand and build up the growth. Its founder and chief executive, James Sampson, says while most of its customers are overseas, the time is right to focus on this country.
With the changes that are happening globally, New Zealand is following suit. There's changes to our privacy laws with the privacy bill coming up. And so, we're probably expecting to see New Zealand companies follow suit there in terms of what we're seeing overseas. And in fact, we're already starting to see that with leading companies in the financial industry over here already using us.
Do you think that there's a large problem in New Zealand with sensitive information being compromised from specifically emails?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, these days people are getting a lot more savvy about not clicking on links and phishing and that kind of thing. But people don't really give a lot of thought to the fact that any documents that you send a professional sit on the bottom of their email inbox for indefinitely, essentially. So a professional's email is full of sensitive documentation, and so it's at risk of viruses or phishing or anything like that. So documents really shouldn't be stored inside email and should be outside of that in a secure platform.
That's James Sampson, Chief Executive of File Invite. He was talking to Madison Reedy. Let's have a look at how financial markets are performing now. Wall Street marginally lower. This time it's a US congressional bill about Hong Kong protests, which some fear may cause a further trouble and strife with China. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 23 points. That's not too much. It's just sitting on the 27,000 level. The NASDAQ a little bit lower, down nearly 0.5%. And the broader S&P 500 down about 0.25%. However, our own top 50 index bucked the trend. A strong session, gaining nearly 1.25%. 133 points was the gain, up to 11,179. That's not too far away from a record high. New Zealand dollar, 62.7 US cents, 92.8 Australian, 48.8 British pence, 56.566 euro, 68.2 yen, 4.44 yuan. Brent crude oil up 70-odd cents, $59.45 US a barrel. And gold is up $9, $1,492 US an ounce.